Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Strategy for customer service. Rule 1. The customer is always right. Rule 2. If the customer is wrong, Rule 1 applies. It is said that for every person who complains, there are 26 other people who suffer in silence, and each unhappy customer tells 10 to 16 other people. But if you address the problem in the right way, 90% of the complainers will do business with you again. When people complain, they're usually angry or upset. This can be difficult to handle in a second language. In this podcast lesson, we're going to look at how the same customer complaint is dealt with in two completely different ways. One will be the right way, and the other, the wrong way. After you've finished listening to this lesson, make sure you review our study notes on a six-stage customer service strategy. You can apply this strategy to most customer service situations where you need to handle a face-to-face customer problem.
Next. Yes, what do you want?
Your bank has made a mistake again.
Have we? It's very unusual for us to make a mistake. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I have my bank statement here. I asked the bank to transfer $1,000 from my current account to my savings account on the last working day of each month, and for the second month, it hasn't happened. This meant I wasn't able to make my mortgage payment on time and had to pay a penalty charge.
Give me your account details.
Here's my last bank statement, and here's my bank card. I'm sure you can get all the details you need from it.
Actually, you're right. I'm surprised we could make a mistake like that.
That's what I'm telling you. I even came in last month to complain about the month before. The service just isn't good enough.
I can take a guess at what's happened. Some careless clerk in head office must have typed it in wrongly.
Well, that's not my fault. And what about the mortgage penalty charge last month?
Can you calm down? It's not that serious. I've corrected it already. Everything's okay now.
What do you mean everything's all right? So is the date of the transfer going to be correct or not next time?
Yes, it'll be on the 29th.
Of which month? You're so casual about everything, for Christ's sake.
Of September.
Okay, and what about the penalty charge?
Oh, I've reversed that already, didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't. I can't believe how unprofessional you are. I really can't.
I've done everything you've asked. What's the matter now?
I can't take any more of this. I want to see your manager now. Okay, I guess pretty early on in the dialogue, you realized you were listening to the way not to handle a customer's complaint. It would be difficult to find a more impolite, inefficient teller anywhere. At the end of the conversation, the customer is even angrier than he was at the start. This was mainly because of the casual attitude of the teller, and second, because she didn't appear to care about him or his problem. Let's now look at what the teller did wrong and how she could have handled the situation better. Listen again to how she greeted the customer.
Next. Yes, what do you want?
Sounds more like the way someone might address a servant rather than a customer. The phrase, "What do you want?" is neither polite nor professional. It would be better to say, "May I help you, sir?" or "What can I do for you, sir?" When the customer states that the bank has made a mistake, it's not for the teller to doubt the customer before checking all the details. The teller says,
"Have we? It's very unusual for us to make a mistake. Are you sure?"
Instead of doubting the customer and defending the company, the teller should listen to the customer. If he says a mistake has been made, then he's probably right. If he isn't right, She'll find out later, after checking the details. Doubting a customer is only likely to worsen a customer's mood as it does here. The teller does ask the customer for his account details, but not in a polite way. Let's hear what she says again.
Give me your account details.
Here, the teller is commanding the customer using the imperative form of the verb give. Never command a customer. Always request using a polite request structure. It would be better to say, "May I have your account details, sir?" Or, "Could you please give me your account details, sir?" Although the teller admits that the customer is correct in his complaint, she does it in the wrong way. She says,
"Actually, you're right. I'm surprised we could make a mistake like that."
"Actually" indicates surprise. It is very arrogant of her to assume that the bank couldn't possibly make a mistake. The teller is also very vague here. Instead of referring simply to a mistake, she should provide details of the mistake so that the customer knows she is referring to the correct one. The teller's unprofessional attitude and service continues. She then says,
"I can take a guess at what's happened. Some careless clerk in head office must have typed it in wrongly."
Instead of apologizing to the customer for the bank's error, she blames the error on one of her coworkers. All she needed to do here was apologize and suggest a possible cause of the error. The situation gets progressively worse after she asks the customer to calm down. She says,
"Can you calm down? It's not that serious. I've corrected it already. Everything's okay now."
The customer has every right to be angry at this point, since up to now the service he's received has been terrible, and the attitude of the teller, informal and casual, should not be the attitude of a frontline customer service staff of a bank. The customer is still irritated because, although the teller says she's corrected the error, she hasn't provided any details of what she's done. The customer is still not confident that the problem will not happen again. The problem here is that the teller is not communicating well with the customer. She doesn't appear to understand his needs, what he wants or needs to hear from her. Let's hear the next exchange again. How would you have answered the customer?
"What do you mean everything's all right? So is the date of the transfer going to be correct or not next time?"
"Yes, it'll be on the 29th.
"Of which month? You're so casual about everything, for Christ's sake."
"Of September."
Again, the teller is vague. She leaves out key details, such as the month of the transfer. When she says, "It'll be on the 29th, what does "it" refer to? Is it the customer's next transfer or something else? She should explain what she has done clearly and state all the necessary facts so there is no doubt in the customer's mind. The situation worsens further in the final part of their conversation. Let's hear that again. Consider what the teller does wrong here.
"Okay, and what about the penalty charge?"
"Oh, I've reversed that already, didn't I tell you?"
"No, you didn't. I can't believe how unprofessional you are. I really can't."
"I've done everything you've asked. What's the matter now?"
"I can't take any more of this. I want to see your manager now."
Firstly, she'd forgotten to tell the customer that she'd reversed the penalty charge, the thing he's most upset about. Then, in response to the customer calling her unprofessional, she angers him further by asking him what the matter is. This teller clearly has no empathy. She cannot feel what the customer feels and has no understanding at all of the customer's needs. What does the customer want in situations like this? He wants someone to actively listen to him, admit the mistake, apologize, correct the situation, and clearly explain what action has been taken. You're going to listen to a second version of the conversation between the bank teller and the customer who has a complaint about the bank's service. When you listen to the dialogue, pay particular attention to the way the teller handles the complaint. She handles the situation much better this time.
"May I help you, sir?"
"Your bank has made a mistake again.
Could you just give me the details, please? I can check all transactions from your account on our system.
I asked the bank to transfer $1,000 from my current account to my savings account on the last working day of each month, and for the second month, it hasn't happened. This meant I wasn't able to make my mortgage payment on time and had to pay a penalty charge.
May I have your account details, sir?
Here's my last bank statement, and here's my bank card. I'm sure you can get all the details you need from it.
Just a minute, Mr. Ronson. I'll just check what's been happening. Yes, I can see that the transfer wasn't made at the end of last month.
That's what I'm telling you. I even came in last month to complain about the month before. This service just isn't good enough.
I'm very sorry about this. There seems to have been a data input error.
Well, that's not my fault. And what about the mortgage penalty charge last month?
First, I'll make sure that the transfer instructions are correct. If you could just wait a moment, Mr. Ronson. That's correct now. The next transfer will be made on Wednesday, the 29th of August.
And the penalty charge?
Let me just bring that up. Okay, I have reversed the penalty charge and your current account has been credited with $25.
Are you sure it won't happen again? I mean, I can't handle the stress that this type of thing causes me, and it's so unnecessary.
Yes, Mr. Ronson, I've checked all the details and everything is now correct. Once again, please accept our apologies for any inconvenience caused, and thank you for informing us about this.
Thanks for sorting it out for me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Goodbye, Mr. Ronson.
This time, the teller does everything right. She handles the situation in a polite and efficient manner. First, she greets the customer warmly and politely.
May I help you, sir?
Then, instead of doubting the customer, she politely requests the details of the problem transaction. She explains to the customer clearly that she can check everything from her computer.
Could you just give me the details, please? I can check all transactions from your account on our system.
Next, she politely requests the customer's account details.
May I have your account details, sir?
After this, she explains to the customer what she's doing and identifies the error in question. She admits that an error was made. She is demonstrating to the customer that she is really listening to him and taking him seriously. Let's hear what she says again.
Just a minute, Mr. Ronson. I'll just check what's been happening. Yes, I can see that the transfer wasn't made at the end of last month.
Since the bank is at fault on this occasion, the teller apologizes straight away and suggests the most likely cause of the error. No company is perfect. It's fine to admit mistakes, apologize for them, and say what could have caused them.
I'm very sorry about this. There seems to have been a data input error.
After apologizing for the error, she clearly explains to the customer what action she has taken to correct the error and ensure it won't happen again. Let's listen to that exchange.
That's correct now. The next transfer will be made on Wednesday, the 29th of August.
And the penalty charge?
Let me just bring that up. Okay, I have reversed the penalty charge and your current account has been credited with $25.
Notice that she is very specific in the details she gives the customer. She clearly states the day and date the next transfer will be made and the amount which has been credited to the customer's account. Now the customer is confident that the correct action has been taken. In the final part of the dialogue, the teller assures the customer that all is correct and repeats her apology.
Are you sure it won't happen again? I mean, I can't handle the stress that this type of thing causes me, and it's so unnecessary.
Yes, Mr. Ronson, I've checked all the details and everything is now correct. Once again, please accept our apologies for any inconvenience caused, and thank you for informing us about this.
Thanks for sorting it out for me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Goodbye, Mr. Ronson.
When the customer leaves the bank, he is happy. He appreciated the polite and efficient service he received, and is likely to remain loyal to the bank. When handling a customer's problem face-to-face, we recommend that you follow this 6-stage strategy. 1. Listen positively and empathize. Don't try to defend yourself or the company. Allow the customer to let off steam. Show understanding. 2. Admit the mistake and apologize. Don't put the customer on the defensive or question his judgment. Admit mistakes immediately. 3. Accept personal responsibility. For customers, you are the company. They don't care whose fault it is. You have to deal with it. If the problem can be dealt with only by someone higher in the company, stay with the customer until it is clear that the problem is being resolved. 4. Act immediately. Show customers that you are taking their complaints seriously. 5. Offer compensation, if possible. Demonstrate your concern practically if you are able to. Often, the form of compensation is less important than the thought. 6. Thank the customer. We should be grateful for complaints. It's one way we can find out how to improve our service. Remember, too, that it costs 5 times as much to gain a new customer as to keep an old one. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.